Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for this town of Atlanta. We just ask you now that you would, if it's your will, this Lord, that we need rain so bad, Lord, and we just ask that you would bring it. And Lord, be with this meeting, that decisions would be made that would benefit the city. Lord, we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
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 I can do it for you if you don't mind.
That's great.
Awesome. All right, we're going to proceed to 3A and B. 3A is City Council will convene into executive session in accordance with the Texas Government Code, Chapter 551.074, Personnel Matters, to deliberate the appointment, employment, performance evaluation, duties, compensation, discipline, and or dismissal of City Manager Erica Berry. And item B, City Council will convene into executive session in accordance with the Texas Government Code, Chapter 551.074, Personnel Matters, to deliberate the appointment, employment, performance evaluation, duties, compensation, and discipline, and or dismissal of the City Manager. And it is?
Main Street Manager.
Main Street Manager, sorry.
901. We're back into executive session. It is 10:51.
Would you like me to read the open session?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You're
good. 4A and B, City Council will reconvene into open session for discussion and possible action concerning the appointment, employment, performance evaluation, duties, compensation, discipline, and or dismissal of City Manager Erica Berry. And B, City Council will convene into open session for discussion and possible action concerning the appointment, employment, performance evaluation, duties, compensation, discipline, and or dismissal of Main Street Manager.
And as far as item A, discussing City Manager Eric Berry, I think most everyone is aware that there were a few newspaper articles that went out late last week, late last week, about her accepting another job at Bangs, or the possible accepting of another job in Bangs. And that is what stemmed us to meet here today. Others have reached out to Erica, and she did not accept any positions yet. That she had job offers with. But that is the reason for the discussion today, was to be able to, it is in our due diligence as the leaders of the city to discuss the concerns and issues of somebody taking another job, especially when it comes out that she took another job. That's why we are here in regards to those matters.
So, if I may, Mayor, as a result of the City Council of the City of Bangs voting to approve making an offer to our current City Manager, I move, as a contingency, in the event our City Manager accepts a position and or resigns, we initiate a search for a replacement City Manager.
We have a motion by Wayne. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Eugene. All in favor with a show of hands, say aye.
Aye.
All in favor? Yes, sir. Okay. Motion moves. Item B, I don't think we have anything. We're just correct.
I'm still on item A. Up to move that we have a special halt meeting Thursday.
Upon
Erica's arrival, to bring us back to the table.
Do you know when that's going to be for?
We could do it Thursday afternoon. Is that give me time to post and get it posted Thursday afternoon at a time of your convening.
We just need to hear from her before we...
Understood.
Yeah.
So
Thursday afternoon.
We need to have another special call meeting upon her arrival.
What time is good for everybody?
After 4 works for me.
4:30? Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, now we're on to Tony. I don't think there's anything that's been, I think we've...
No action to take
action.
Okay. You want to move to 5A?
Yes.
Okay. Discussion and possible action to amend Ordinance 1390, the City of Llano Water Conservation and Drought Contingency Plan. Wayne, you brought the issue. I don't know if you want to start the discussion.
I can get the background.
Yeah, everybody should have a copy.
So the background of it was I received a call from a citizen. We're under Stage 3 Drought Contingency Plan. That we were watering the greens at about 2:30 in the afternoon, which is outside our window. I went and talked to Scott. He was there. I said, what's going on? He said, Wayne, we got to do this. We're only doing 3 minutes of green. He said, but these things are heating up. If we don't do it, we lose the greens. The investment in greens is the most important investment in a golf course. I characterize it as almost irrecoverable. We lose them, we lose our investment. So we immediately started talking about an emergency meeting to talk about. I don't want to see a city organization, which the golf course is, in violation of our own plans. So we met Friday internally with a couple of us and with our experts, and we came up with a resolution a change, if you will, to our drought contingencies plan specifically to address the greens only at the golf course. I think that's background.
And so a little preface to that too, as Wayne had his phone call and his conversation, Josh and I have been into some conversations about where we are with our permitting, knowing that our bathymetric survey is we're waiting on the report and the results for the bathymetric survey. But we will be meeting with TCEQ in the next week or two, whenever we can get the results from the survey and get a meeting set up with TCEQ to discuss where we are on our permits, the results of the survey. We have a certain amount of non-municipal permits that go to the golf course, to the water wastewater, to the city farm, and just kind of where we lie within those permits and if we need to ask for additional permitting. So part of that, when you start digging into some of this information, the golf course permit was permitted for 9 holes in 1976. So at some point, you know, we need to take a look at what we are permitted for and go back to CCEQ and look at that. We also were looking at the drought contingency plan. One, as a whole, there are several items within the drought contingency plan that need to be reviewed and updated. That we found this is the first time that this plan has been implemented since we put it together in 2019 and it was approved as the ordinance then. So there are some things that really need to be looked at, evaluated, because yes, we did get the boards up. Did Stage 1 say that after March, when the flow falls below 80 CFS, logistically, we can't put boards up at 80 CFS flow. And so there are some things that are going to come out of this that we really need to take a look at and revise as a whole on this plan. But when the situation came up, kind of what the golf course was looking at and some other things, we were also looking at some logistics of Stage 3 and where we were with some of the verbiage in it. And so there's a few things of, before the hours were set from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., so that 4-hour window there, and between 8 p.m. and 12 midnight. Well, What do you do, and how do you enforce people from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. when most of your sprinkler systems, and it's probably the best time to water? So it's kind of like, why did we go with that route? And so one of the deals was to make it between the 12-hour period of 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. And that would fall for any irrigation, landscape watering, that goes for the section under commercial car washes, which there's some prohibited use of the car washes, but and then to fill or refill your swimming pools, wading pools, jacuzzis, any of that kind of stuff, or any of your ornamental fountains for aesthetic or aquatic life. You know, so all of those had related to those different time zones, those different blocks of time period, and it's kind of, why would we do that? Why did we not just set it from 8 p.m. one night to 8 a.m. The next day? And then the other portion was about our daily pumpage at the water treatment plant. With our conservation plan, typically, Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, the usage is around, or Carl, the usage is around a million gallons a day, normal kind of time frame or year. This year, our goal is to limit the daily pumpage of the water treatment plant. I mean, it said to 8 million gallons a day, but I think prior to this contingency plan, it was an average. There was a 3-day rolling average of that. And so to go back to not to exceed that 0.8 million gallons a day for 3 consecutive days, then to have that in there, because if you have that one-time use, that one time that we peak over 0.8 million gallons a day, that automatically triggers us into stage 4.
And another note on that is the trigger for stage 4 is exactly what we changed that to.
Yeah, so they need to be consistent. Let's see here. I don't know if you guys have any other questions about that.
I would like to add that I have learned recently that in the past, the golf course was watered by reclaimed water, and that's no longer the case due to the bent grass being on the green, so we can't use the bent grass, but we can't use that water for the bent grass. I thought that was a good clarification.
The minerals and the you can't take out without treating it, right?
Well, you don't mind. I want to clarify one thing, Wayne.
Time out. Woo! Hi. I know, Alan, but the people that are going to listen to the recording don't know who you are.
Oh, sorry.
So can you stand up and state your name?
Okay. Alan Hobson. I'm a contractor with the city, golf course, and I have a landscape business. We met with Wayne Friday and Kara. The reclaimed water comes straight out of the sewer plant. It's very high in sodium, and they used it in 11 on Bermuda greens, and it almost killed them then on Bermuda. But then, it's really not, it just really won't work. Because on a golf course that pumps effluent, they're running it through another treatment plant, burning sulfur or whatnot to make the water. I mean, there's a lot of effluent water on golf courses, but it's just treated a step farther. Another thing with the sprinklers watering Friday, that was due to a pump shutdown. We went to zero PSI, it was a malfunction. That's the only reason those pumps, we had to fire it up to pressurize the system to maintain the integrity of the system. And that's why they went off at 2:30, and I alerted Josh, and Josh wanted to come back, and I didn't call him to come back because he was going to email all y'all and just let you know, and I got in a hurry because we had grass dying. So that's what happened Friday. It wasn't, we were just out there kicking water on to against the ordinance. I haven't watered one drop since. And we had a tournament this weekend, and there's dead grass. So hopefully it's not much, but hopefully we can work something out. Maybe people can cool this afternoon when it's 111, because we did lose grass over the weekend because we were abiding by the ordinance.
And Scott couldn't be here today. Scott's on vacation.
He's out.
And so if you're wondering where the guy who manages the golf course is at, he's on vacation, so he would attest to that. Within the discussions of doing this, syringing this misting, that what they are asking to do, And in all of their water usage at the golf course, we have very specifically asked them to use the bare minimum that they can use in order to keep the greens basically alive, not necessarily pristine, not anything over and above, but just to keep it alive. As Wayne had said, it is an asset, and it is very costly
to replace.
I don't have those figures. But in those discussions, we did ask Alan and Scott, you know, this water usage, what we are asking for, you think you're using more water or less water, and where does that fall? And if you use less water to do this syringing to keep that bent grass on the greens from burning and roasting in the middle of the afternoon. It's a very short run of the sprinklers. It's a 3 to 5 minute kind of mist, and then they're done. But that's the section two, where it talks about the water at the golf course, the fairways, and the tee. They are only allowed once a week on Thursdays from that range, from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And then the changes are that the greens are an important investment, and special rules apply to preserve those. Watering the greens on an as needed basis is very limited between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. By sprinkler system and handheld hose between the hours of 12 a.m. and 6 p.m. In high heat situations, as determined by the director of parks or city manager, water each green by sprinkler system up to a maximum of 10 minutes between the hours of noon to 6 will be allowed.
Do you have any questions? John, did you have something?
Thank you. John Ferguson, just to take you back to the bathymetric survey, I'm curious, is that your prerogative to release the city purchase information to the TCEQ, or is that city council's decision to decide on the when and the how to communicate that information to the TCEQ?
John, so, that's not on the agenda.
She brought it up.
I know, but we're not going to discuss it until we know what we've got and where we're next. But we will do it. I mean, we will address it.
Thank you.
Today. Okay.
Water days.
Oh, and then, yes.
Yeah.
What?
Very briefly before.
Just before we started.
After kind of analyzing, number one, Monday is not a watering day as a designated day in stage three, which is kind of like, well, why do we not have watering on Monday? And so there was a proposed, I don't know, did you?
You got a copy on your, yeah, 09.
So to change Monday, allow watering on Monday with addresses
09
on Tuesday for commercial and multifamily addresses ending in even numbers on Wednesday, be for addresses ending in 1 or 8. Thursday, okay. Addresses, is that right?
Yes, she was looking.
Okay. Yeah. I was reading that. No, that's the way it was. Thursday, addresses ending in 2 and 7. Fridays, address commercial and multifamily ending in odd numbers. And then Saturday, 3 and 6. And Sunday, addresses ending in 4 and 5. That includes Monday. It kind of spreads out because before there were addresses ending in 5, 7, and 9 on Wednesday, and addresses ending in 0, 2, 4 on Sunday. And the rest of them had like just 2 addresses a day.
Yeah, our big water days are Saturday and Sunday right now, and it's because more addresses fall between 0 and 4.
Yeah, right.
And they're stacked all together. And right now, if we exceed 0.8 today, we're stage 4.
Okay, my request is that we approve an ordinance to amend 1390 with the corrections mentioned.
So, as a result, we believe this is better for our citizens. It makes adhering to the state's retreat easier for our citizens. Certainly better for one particular asset of the city, being the golf course, with only a minor increase, potentially a reduction of water used out of the course with these changes. With that said, I move to change the ordinance 1390 to adopt the changes as documented in the state's three triggers.
I have a motion.
Seconded.
Would that include the change to Dave's?
Yes. And who seconded? I'm sorry.
Laura seconded. Do we have any further discussion?
I just have one comment question. Jed Darwin. If we're doing the distribution of addresses is going to be higher the lower numbers, right? I think, can we do a 7-day rolling average on the water? That way we don't have to worry about what day was used. It's just over the week. Because if we stack 3 days together and they all have higher distribution because there's zeros, ones, and twos, it's possible that we're gonna hit that trigger. But if we do a 7-day rolling average, it doesn't matter. So just a mathematical thing, we're gonna be better off doing a 7-day rolling average, and that way we don't hit a trigger if we stack three in the same.
These changes are gonna eliminate those three addresses, the 0, 2, and 4, and the 5, 7, and 9 is gonna eliminate that. So
you're spreading the addresses out now.
Spreading the track
addresses.
Right, and I don't know the distribution, but it seems to me if we do the week rolling average, it's 0.8 per day per week,
right.
5.6 over the week, then we're still under.
Right.
And then we don't have to worry about how many addresses have this address and that address.
That would be this line up here, instead of the 3 weeks, so you make it into a rolling set of day average.
Because it's a pretty big impact.
It is.
Stage four
is a huge.
So I think monetarily, I don't think that the golf course plays into that because it's not going to the wastewater treatment facility, if I'm correct.
Right.
Not going to go there.
Yes.
So we're just simply talking about.
It's just municipal use.
Yes. Anyway, it seems
great.
More logical to me to do a 7-day rolling average.
Sure.
So amend it as a 7-day average instead of a 3.
We'll have to amend stage 4's trigger to match.
Right. Do you agree with that? All right. We want to amend this?
So amend it.
I'll still second.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, do we have any more further discussion? I would like, Brenda, are you the one responsible for putting all the stuff out
yes,
on Facebook?
Ma'am.
If you can make this as simple as possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot better without all the red.
Well, it's just there's so many details. We just people that they need to know when they're going to water, when they can water.
Yep.
And instead of them calling the city.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second, and we've discussed it, so do I hear it? We have all in favor? And amended, yes.
She asked for all in favor.
Oh, yes, all in favor. Sorry. That's
might not be around that.
Okay.
Motion passed. And I guess we're done.
We are adjourned at 11:13.